as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Michael now. This song's called Marilou.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. I'm Holly Fisher, and today I have the pleasure of being joined by American singer Michael Now. Over the past decade, Now has been a leading member of folk bands Paige France and Cotton Jones, and now he's going it alone. On his debut solo record, Mowing, Now brings together his folky roots with warm and soulful psych pop for what I think is one of the most pleasing albums of 2016. Michael popped in fresh off a flight from the US. Don't you wish you sounded like this post-transatlantic travel? Here is Michael Now.
Which road goes straight and through to the door of Marilou? Which tomorrow has she gone to? Wait a day, please, Marilou, for today to come to you. This love is true, Marilou. I cannot win, it cannot lose. Just tries forever, Marilou. The tallest sun we ever knew came out of the blue. It was Marilou. And all the while our love just grew. Oh, bend your smile again, Marilou. And wherever you stand, whatever you do, be and do as you're Marilou. Oh, wherever you stand, whatever you do, be and do as you're Marilou.
Michael Now, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House, fresh off the plane.
Right, thank you.
It's sounding pretty good for someone who's just been sitting on a flight for a while. You've got your two bands, Cotton Jones and Paige France. What made you want to go solo for this record?
I didn't really have a reason so much to go solo, but I just had all these songs recorded and as a way to keep to get to work early and be able to tour in various forms. So a lot of different people are involved, and as far as the album itself, it's more of a collaboration than any of the other records that I've done, actually. There's more people involved in it. But yeah, I think just doing it this way opens it up to be able to do it in different ways.
It's sort of been a long time in the making. Songs that you've been writing over the past few years. Did you always intend for them to be part of an album, or did they just sort of come together?
At certain points, I think I was trying to make an album, and then I would get off course or go down another path and lose track of what I was doing. And then, so I was unable to zoom out from what I was doing, and but I like to record music and I like to write songs, so I just kept doing it, thinking that eventually something would make sense, and it never did. And so it took me opening myself up to like other people's ideas as far as like, you know, putting songs together and sequencing them, helping me like select which songs were any good, or and just give me a perspective from the outside. Now when if I hear it, it feels like it all makes sense together, but there was never really a point where I thought it would.
And so working with all these different people over this period of time, did you find that for this album in particular, your creative process was quite different to usual?
It started out the same. Started out with me just kind of sitting in my studio and recording a bunch of sounds and then writing words over them or melodies and finishing them up, like making songs out of pieces of other songs. And then I think what changed is I went to Vermont to a friend's studio, and we recorded a bunch of songs live as a band in a room, and that was something that was new to me. And yeah, I think that like then doing those kinds of songs and realizing that recording, you know, it didn't have to take forever, it could happen pretty fast, and you didn't really have to think too hard in those moments, and then it made a lot of the other stuff make sense once they were all, the two sort of processes were put together. The song's called I Root.
You can feel the information in your heart, the places you would go to feed the shark. And baby, you can't count on much with every touch so out of touch. I root for you, love. You love. Well, you realize, and it's clear only the changing survive. You know the game is yours to lose, a truth the weight cannot confuse. I root for you, love. You love to see you in the bloom someday afternoon soon. Everyone's carrying something, maybe you're carrying me and I'm carrying you. But always while your wheel is wise, know well this endless rule applies. I root for you, love. You love. You
feel quite differently about some of those early songs that you wrote now that they're on the album?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it's sometimes it's easier because I like almost forgot that they existed, you know, and then when it came time to like picking songs for an album, there were all these other songs that I felt really like I could view from outside of them, just because I don't remember recording them, I don't remember the process, and in the same way that, you know, with the live recordings that are more recent, like all I'm doing is playing guitar and singing, and so like I can hear that song as, you know, it's not like I'm not just listening to something that's just like a 20 versions of me on every track. And so Yeah, I mean, I think some of the older ones, like, it's maybe I view them differently than I did at the time, but I don't remember how I viewed them at the time, which is what's nice about it, I think.
And where does the title come from, Mowing?
There was an instrumental track that now is called Mow, but it was originally just called Mowing, and it's one of my favorites. And I think that I knew, even before, like, I knew I was making an album, every time I'd try to think about, like, a sequence or something like that, like, that song was always kind of right in the middle. And so, I don't know, I guess I just used that as the title. There's not really a reason for it. Or
not your favorite, sure.
No. But sometimes, you know, whenever if I need to mow my lawn or something, I put it off for a long time, and then I dread it, and then I do it, and I realize that it was, like, a pretty nice experience to mow my lawn, and it feels pretty good to do it afterwards. I feel pretty good that I did it, you know? I'm like...
So a bit of a metaphor for making the album,
maybe,
perhaps.
Maybe. This song's called Good Moon.
Can't put a finger on it, but something seems missing. It's the night of the night, and I'm starfishing. Standing by the stream where Mando dropped some things, feeling endless as reality sings. Smooth flow, it's the so wide glow. Might have wrote it freely, but that's as far as I could go. You know, 'cause the going rate was steep, and the bird can't fly with too many bricks in his beak and feathers in his eyes. Well, but something sure soared with a wing in every door. Peace in that mighty heart, that's who I'm rooting for. For the boy with trumpet laughter and every wild room makes me feel younger, I'd be a fool to look for the doom. It's a good moon. It's a good moon. Yes, it's a good moon. Floating on the black, I went out full of holes and came back tightly packed. Somehow lighter as the rain comes singing by the water, 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 by the water under the bridge. Smooth flow, spirit in the shell. Well, all too well I know I made a stranger of myself.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House, and this week's guest was Michael Now. His new album, Mowing, is out now on Full Time Hobby Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll be recapping our favourite performances from 2016. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
It's a good moon.